Oh yeah, that's it. Recording your progress. Okay, here we go. So, okay, hello and welcome formally to everyone to this happy hour. So the theme for our practice today is what I like to call nourished by nature. Nourished by nature. So these practices of the heart that we engage in, metta, gratitude, generosity, et cetera, they're a way to support ourselves and others. Oh, sound went out. I hear from Kim. Can you still hear me? Give me thumbs up if you can still hear me. You can still hear me. So maybe the sound went out for a moment. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for that heads up, Kim. But seems like it came back. Let me make sure my settings. I'm going to change something in settings here, just in case this is causing problems. Here we go. That might make it better. So, okay. So where was I? Yes. And we often engage with this practice with people, with human beings, and then in the categories of metta and the Brahma Viharas, as we expand further, the last category is all beings. May all beings, humans, I got logged out. Well, but that seems okay. It's still recording. Wow, that was impressive. That had never happened before. Wow, I love it. You're all still here. I'm back. Okay. So, all right. So I think the being logged out and logged in, I think all the issues of being frozen up should be fixed now. All right. Things are as they are. Let's continue. Let's continue. It is what it is. It is what it is. Such is life, right? Such is life. So yes, nourished by nature, nourished by nature. So with the category of all beings, yeah, and it's nice to actually intentionally include nature, leaves, living beings, trees, flowers in that. And I'll tell you personally, the inspiration for tonight came when I went for a little walk earlier, and just looking up, again, it's an urban area, but there are trees, there are some, there's foliage around, there's some greenery. And just looking up, I felt so nourished by all the green I started to see, and then I started to see more and more because I was tuned to green. Just being nourished by the green, by the sky. And then I imagine, what if this wasn't here? It was just asphalt and roads. And my heart sank. So there was so much gratitude for all the green, for all the nature that surrounds us, supports us, our hearts. And I want to share actually one image with you, also another motivation for me. So when I was on retreat a few weeks ago, I went on a solo hike in a forest, in a redwood forest, and lay down in the forest and just lay down there and looked up. And this is, for those familiar or not familiar with redwoods, this is a grove of redwoods. There's usually a mother tree, and the mother tree spawns a whole circle of baby trees who grow up. So I was lying in this circle of these beautiful, giant, tall, still redwoods, feeling held, just lying there meditating for 45 minutes, and just took a photo as a memento to remind myself of the beauty and peace. And I want to bring that to this guided meditation, to feel held, whatever your version of the grove is, of the redwood grove, is to be held, to just be held, looking up at the sky and hearing the sound of birds, just held, lovingly held. Dear, we're here. You're safe. Here you are. We're holding you. We're supporting you. You can be nourished. You can be nurtured in this moment. Your heart can be still. So you can borrow my image or have your own image of being supported by nourished by nature. So with that as the setup, let's start our practice together. So I invite you to get into your meditation posture. Landing. Landing in this body. As always, we start with arriving in the body with the breath, inviting stillness, letting awareness sense the breath in the abdomen being pulled in naturally in and out by itself. You don't have to do anything. Breath is breathing you. Let it be natural. Let it be effortless. Let awareness receive the sensations of the breath, the lower abdomen, expanding, contracting, settling with each breath. Connecting you to your sit bones, connected to the cushion or the chair. There are stand-ins for Mother Earth, as if you are connected to the earth. Your feet. Connected to the earth, the touch points. If you're sitting on the cushion, your entire underside rooted to the earth. Noticing the breath moving through the abdomen, through the lower body, expanding, relaxing, connecting sit bones, lower legs, and feet to the earth. As if your entire lower body is breathing, the same way that trees, all the leaves breathe. The entire lower body breathing. Letting the breath be sensed in your abdomen, your chest expanding, making more space around your heart, whatever is happening right now. Holding spaciously, holding emotions. Let the space show up freely in your shoulders and neck. The breath moving through your arms and hands, relaxing, softening the hands. Let them drop. The breath soothing, as if opening. Knee contractions. The face and the head, relaxing the forehead, the eyes resting in their socket. The cheeks, the chin, the muscles behind your eyes, your jaw, inside your head, relaxing. Let the breath be felt. Its movement, its life-giving, enlivening, relaxing, natural movement throughout the body. Wherever there's any contraction or tightening, with the out breath, it's released. And if thoughts are arising, it's okay. It's not a problem. That's what minds do. They think. No need to problematize what's natural. Simply notice. Ah, spaciously, the thinking has arisen. And gently, ever so lovingly, just for the benefit of this moment's practice, not that there's anything wrong with thinking, but to settle the mind, to take refuge in quietness. The next out-breath, gently releasing, thanking the thought, saying if you're important enough, please come back later after meditation. I'll be waiting for you. Just here, just now. Feeling nourished by the natural breath. And now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind a plant, a flower, a bush, something green that has brought you delight, has brought you joy. The recent times, maybe it's a flower you smelled, or a tree that you sat in the shade of. This living being that you had a moment of a personal connection with. This plant, this flower. Or maybe it's flower someone gave you, a bouquet, or you gave someone, made you happy, made them happy some time ago. Bright colors, letting yourself connect with that moment of relishing, feeling nourished by nature. this plant, this tree, this flower. Noticing the sense of appreciation and gratitude. For this particular instant. With each breath as you breathe in, as if you're breathing in the nourishment of this plant, this flower, that moment of connection. Thanking this plant, this tree, flower, the grove in your heart. Thank you. And letting yourself expand from this instant, from this instantiation. More expansively, feeling held all around, feeling held by nature. Could be a favorite garden of yours, somewhere you've been. Or a hike you've been on. Or if you like to borrow the image I offered and settle in the middle of the redwoods, the grove of tall redwoods held. Held in safety and care, letting your heart settle and relax. Be nourished, be held, nowhere to go, nothing to do. But to just be held. By nature. Green vibrancy of nature can be so healing. Let yourself receive it without getting in your own way. Imagine it's freely offered. Receiving it with appreciation, with love, maybe with a bow in your heart. Appreciating, not taking for granted what's around you, what's about you. And noticing just as your heart can receive and be nourished by nature, can also beam care, love, appreciation for nature, for the trees about you, the green. So giving and receiving, receiving and giving with each breath, as if you were a tree. Receiving with each breath, giving with each breath. spreading your care and love, appreciation, gratitude. For nature, for trees, for flowers, for greenery about you. Either physically where you are, or in this image, in this vision that you have. In the garden or in the grove. And for the last few minutes, what if you were a tree, this being was a tree? If you had the image of the grove, a tree in the grove, with other trees, or a flower, or a bush. Connected through your roots to the other trees and bushes. Sharing resources, sharing nutrients, sharing information, as we know. We know now with other trees, other growth, the garden and the forest, part of the family. Receiving and giving, and nourishing human beings who might come, might walk through the garden. With shade, with care. Beautiful tree, well rooted, tall. Still, part of nature. Nourished by nature, part of nature. Nature inside, nature outside. It's all nature. It's all nature. May we all wake up to our nature, our true nature. May all beings be happy. May all beings, be free. Thank you all for your practice. So, change the settings for your reflections. You can raise your Zoom hand or type in chat. If you type to me privately, I won't say your name. If it's to everyone, I'll say your name. Ali, please.
So this was just so powerful for me. I'm on a solo camping trip right now, and I'm in Idlewild in Southern California. And I was here last year around this time. And at that time, I was having this really profound spiritual awakening. And so there was just this real magical quality to it. And when I got here last night, it was so hot, and the place I'm staying is so much different. It's not what I wanted. And I just had all these expectations rush in. And then this morning I got to this place where I could say this prayer of like, can I see what's beautiful here? Can I be with what's happening right now? And I was just so blown away today by all the beauty that I saw. And what just kept coming to me in that meditation was like nature, you know, nature's never static. It's never the same. Just like we're never the same. And can I bring presence to myself even when it's not, you know, the climate or the the conditions aren't preferable. So anyways, it was just really fitting, and just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so grateful that you dialed in from your camping. Yeah, I see you on your camping chair. That's great. I love it. I'm so grateful that you tuned in and dialed in and joined us for, because this is, it's so fresh. I am so touched. I am so moved. Here you are in the middle of nature. I'm actually getting goosebumps with doing this practice. And yes, the conditions, it's too hot, right? It's too hot outside. Sometimes it's too hot inside. The temperature, the, you know, emotional temperature is too hot. Can I be with this changing nature? Can I appreciate what is nature inside, nature outside? Beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing that in. It's lovely. Of course, we planned this, right, Ali? You and I. Just kidding. It's lovely. Thank you. Yeah. Other reflections, please. person on the phone.
Hey, Nikki, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
I had huge mudita when you talked about your retreat. Just you going on a retreat warmed my heart, and then sharing under the redwoods. And then prior to that, you talked about your walk and seeing green. And green and nature are so healing, and I just really appreciate you bringing that up. And I loved the guy. I had very pleasant feelings through the meditation because I love nature. It's such a wonderful Dharma teacher. So deep bows, and I'm so grateful that it's taped. And I do have a question for you.
Yeah, please.
Where were you on your retreat, or would you like to share or not?
Yeah, I was in Scotts Valley, in close to Santa Cruz, so close to the redwoods, close to the ocean. Yeah, and thank you for your mudita. I feel it, Michael. It goes back and forth. It feels, you know, my joy brings joy for you, and then I feel joy that you feel joy for my joy. So it's an infinite echoing and mirroring, is the virtuous cycle. And I so appreciate you speaking, because if I remember correctly, part of what you do, part of the work that you do is supporting nature in some way. I forget the details, but a nonprofit that you work, that you lead, right? Do I get that right?
Well, I'm a huge gardener / surfer / plant-based vegan sustainable
that's
being.
That's great,
but I'm fairly like retired. I'm in the last chapter, but
that's right.
Guessed you were at Medicine Buddha because they have like a magical forest there that's just delightful. But again, deep bows.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Yes, that's right. I remember now. Yeah, you're a big surfer. I remember your special connection with nature. Thanks for bringing that in. Nicholas, please.
Nice. Yeah. I just remembered just how nice it is to be in a forest and hear the rustling of the leaves and the creaking of the branches and the wind and the shade shifting, and bringing that same kind of attitude to all the shifting sensations inside and all of the creaking inside and all of the rustling inside. And just kind of, it's something about the image. It really helped just kind of settle back into the flow of it all, the pleasant and the unpleasant and this and that. And just, it's so natural for me to be in the flow of the shifting sensations kind of externally of the forest. And somehow that was very supportive of settling in and just kind of being with the flow of sensations internally in the body. It's very nice.
Great. Beautiful. This insight that arrives, how the rustling, the nature outside, like, oh yeah, it's nature. It's okay. It's just rustling. Yeah. And inside, oh yeah, this is just rustling. I can be with this. It's not a problem. Lovely. Beautiful synchronicity, synergy. Thanks for sharing that beautiful insight. Synergy is just what came up. Thank you, Nicholas. And oh yes, thank you, Mark. Have a great local sangha. Mark said goodbye to us. So, dear ones, let's turn our attention and practice in a small grove of three. Small grove. Maybe you're a redwood. You're showing up with two other redwoods in this small grove, and sharing your love for the other redwoods who support you, and you support them with each breath. And we'll start with 30 seconds of silent metta for each other, and then share as much or as little as you wish about your practice, about whatever is coming up. So I will create the rooms here. Thank you all. And let's try this again. Okay, here we go. The rooms are created, and I'm going to open them now. Here. Okay, so we have time for reflections. What came up for you? What did you notice? would love to hear from you, especially if you haven't spoken for a while, or if you're new. Let's see. Am I saying any? Oh, you see Carol. Okay, hold on one sec. Let's see. There you go, Carol. I'm going to, there. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I got cut off in the group, but I was just commenting on what somebody else had said in the group about how nature, everything fits in nature. And how I think that that's a really beautiful idea. And I often feel like when I'm in nature, all of the kind of, you know, just like ego-based, random, self-deprecating thoughts, negativity, all that stuff kind of falls away. And I can sometimes really tap into me being part of that. And I think that's one thing that I personally find really healing, being in nature. And I really appreciated the other person, Anthony, in our group pointing that out, because I really think it's awesome.
That's absolutely awesome. Thanks to both of you for bringing that in. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. As I've been guiding this meditation, I realized, oh, I want to go for a hike this weekend. I want to be in nature now this weekend. I have a desire for it. And also at the same time, both, you know, there's that desire to be immersed. And what I did want to point out with this guided meditation, I often point out, is there's nature outside and there's nature inside. We can always bring the nature. We can feel as if we're immersed, like this guided meditation, that we are in nature. And that sense of, oh, ease that Nicholas was talking about. Oh, yeah, there's a rustling in the trees. Oh, yeah, there's a rustling inside. That's okay. I can chill with that. So we can bring it in too. So yeah, and I love what you brought in, Carol and Anthony. Yeah, so yeah, profound. Ah, thank you. Other reflections? You're welcome to raise your hand or type in chat. Maybe something quick. Okay, well, maybe we only have time to dedicate the merit and close, which would be perfect. So thank you all for your practice. Thank you for showing up for yourselves, for each other, and for all beings whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. And now I'll stop the recording.